Hi, friends. Welcome. You are listening to the Mama Bear Podcast, and I am your host, Mary Susan McConnell. I go by Mary Susan, and I'm so happy that you are here. This is a place that I created for women who are raising kids with special needs of any age, any diagnosis, to come together, hang out, talk about the behind the scenes of our lives, and connect. I always say it, I hope you feel like you are hanging out on my back porch, having a beverage of your choice with some girlfriends, and yeah. I'm pumped you're here. I'm pumped about today. And let me tell you what today is. So I have noticed throughout the last year, I've gotten a handful of questions on social media that are basically this: are you always upbeat? Are you always positive? And no, I'm going to tell you all about the way I cope with stress, including what I've referenced for many years now, the Tennessee tantrum. I'm from Middle Tennessee, so that'll be fun for me to let you in on that little world of mine. But let me also say, if we are not hanging out on Instagram, come on over, Mary Susan McConnell, or on Facebook at Mary Susan McConnell, or online, marysusanmcconnell.com. And if you haven't already, your ratings and reviews help grow the show immensely. So if you are enjoying this content, I would so love it if you'd consider scrolling down and leaving a happy rating or review. And if you aren't, then let's just pretend I didn't say that. No, but truthfully, thank you to everyone who has taken the time to do that. Also, we have a Mama Bear event coming up in the fall. Details are to come shortly. And those people that are on our newsletter list are going to get first dibs at those tickets. It's going to be limited. I would love to see you there. Cocktails, mocktails, hanging out with a group of fantastic women who get your world here in Nashville, Tennessee, and have a live recording of the show. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you're on that newsletter list. You can do that through my Instagram or my website, which is, again, marysusanmcconnell.com. Also, that's where you can get your free copy of the inclusive coloring book I created with the help of an illustrator. You can download it, print it as many times as you want, even use it in an AT device. Okay. All right. Do I ever lose it? Yes. Here we go. Okay. I'm so glad that people ask me that because, yeah, this is a great topic to chat on. I totally lose it. I actually have an exceptionally big temper. And for the people that have seen it, which are quite few, they would tell you it's kind of a thing. But you know what? It's how I've always been. It's not anything new. It's not that it developed in parenting. It's how I have always kind of handled stress. And if you're into the Enneagram, then you know that nines, I'm a nine, and I'm not like an Enneagram person. I don't know a ton, but I do look up enough to understand this part of me, or at least my understanding of it. Because I'm a nine, or however you want to see it, I don't feel stress. Like the things that are happening throughout, I might be like, oh, I'm tired, or, oh yeah, that's kind of anxiety provoking. Let's get through that moment. But then I'm fine. I have a very kind of cool, calm demeanor most of the time. And I like that about myself. I really do. Now, what that means though, is that all those things that I'm not feeling, but that could prompt stress in someone else, is gonna come out later. And so this has been going on for forever. I will be totally calm, and then all of a sudden, whoa, this is the moment, it's gonna happen, and I am like, can't see straight. I want to punch a wall. Sometimes I might. Let's see. I'm kidding. I've only done that once. It was plaster. I learned my lesson. That was about 20 years ago. I might get really, you know what? I blow up. Now, I will say this. I am aware of where my daughter is. If I feel this thing kind of coming on, I will go out to my car. I will leave. I will, if she's near me, I'll put her in her room, let her chill, listen to some music, because I really do work hard to make sure she doesn't witness the blow up, because I don't want her to have, you know, be like worried or wondering what's going on. But as long as it's maintained, I honestly don't mind this part about me. People will say, you really should just process it as it goes. And the way I liken that, it's like telling someone to sneeze if they don't have to. Hey, instead of waiting till you have a sneeze attack, you should just kind of sneeze throughout the day so that you get it out of your system. It's like, no, it's not even a possibility. Like, it's not about, I'm not feeling that stress. So some of the things I don't even know that I'm frustrated about until all of a sudden I'm livid. Now, if that's directed towards someone, that's a bummer and that's not okay. So I have worked to kind of recognize, trying to recognize when this thing is starting to pop up and how I can handle it in a good way. So some of the ways that I handle that, and let me say this in the before I get into how I handle it, my husband Sean is very good at noticing this. We lovingly reference this as a Tennessee tantrum. I was born in Tennessee. This is how I've always operated. He's never known me any different. You can imagine the first time he saw, I'll tell you what happened. I was getting ready to student teach. So Sean and I met when we were 19. We got married very young. We were in college. So I'm getting ready to go do my first student teaching gig. And it dawns on me, I think I've said this in another episode, it dawns on me the night before that I should probably have like heels, a blazer, some really grown-up things. And I felt like I had nothing of the sort in my closet. So I had just thrown, you know, I'm getting angrier and angrier. And of course, what's happening is the stress that I'm feeling about this new endeavor that I haven't allowed myself to really acknowledge is all coming out in this one moment that I have nothing to wear. So I start to throw, you know, piece by piece out of the closet, taking it from my closet through my, because the closet was in the bathroom, through the bathroom onto the bed. And now the bed is just covered in clothes that I am deemed, like that I consider super subpar for the job. So Sean walks in, he had been somewhere else, he walks into the house and I am like a rabid animal. I am mad. I am throwing around angry words about this situation that I have no bleeping clothes. None of this is going to be acceptable. What was I thinking? He, of course, goes into solution mode. He's like, oh my gosh, the stores are open. Go get an outfit. And I, of course, am like, no, they're open. You're right, they're open, but for another 30 minutes, by the time I drive there, they're open for 6. I can't find an outfit that fast. So all of a sudden, from one end of the house to the other, I run and then I take a dive, like a swan dive, onto this pile of clothes in the bedroom and start to cry. And he lovingly just looks at me with wide eyes and says nothing. After I do this, all of a sudden I feel a million times better. And I see that lo and behold, there is a sweater on the pile that's perfectly acceptable. And what do you know? These slacks will be just fine. And well, I'll be damned. There is a pair of pumps in the back of my closet and I'll look great and everything's fine. And so then I went on about my day. You know, the night continued. I got prepared and I was ready. And Sean, maybe an hour later, was like, are we going to chat about what just happened? And I was like, what? And he was like, you were real upset. And I was like, oh, that's nothing. That's nothing at all. I was like, have you never seen a tantrum? So there you go. That's the Tennessee tantrum. And since then, these only occur, truly, thank God, a few times a year. And Sean, I often say it's like when animals know that a tsunami is coming, like they're aware that something in the sea has been, is rumbling and they back up. Sean will sense this thing way before I'm aware of it. And he'll say, you know, you think you need to like go driving or any chance you want to like go shopping at a store you like? Or I'll say, now I know, I'll say, are you sensing something? And he'll be like, yeah, I am. And I'm like, all right, cool. Let's do it. I'm going to head on out. So what I have learned from this is that I'm fine with it, because the truth is I like going about my life, not feeling this stress. If it takes a massive blow up every once in a while to get it out of my system, so be it. As long as I'm not directing it towards someone and I'm not breaking too many things. I'm kidding. I'm kind of kidding. I'm good with it. But I will say this, if I can prevent it, great. So how do I prevent it? Because we always talk about self-care and, you know, being aware of your own self and what you need, or just gasp what you want. And here's the thing, whatever you want to call it, self-care, if you're doing it preemptively, it's fun. It's fun. If you're waiting until it's necessary, it's an urgent thing and it's not so exciting. So for me, I would much rather take care of these things preemptively. So A, I don't have the blow up. I can relax and kind of reconnect and process some of the things that are probably stressing me out that I hadn't really thought of in a while. You know, I can let all that go in the state of relaxation without ever having to get to the blow up stage. So what does that look like? Well, sometimes that means exactly what I said. I'll go on a drive. I've started to recognize in myself when I really need to just get out, and I'll say, you know, I'm going to go grab dinner. I'm going to go do these things and I'll be back. Sometimes I will go take a bath. And let me say this, I totally acknowledge that I am raising one child and not a lot of children, and that I have a partner, a parenting partner. For those of you who are single and are doing this on your own, I know that this is going to look different. And while I am certainly nowhere close to a single parent, I mean, all props, love, and amazing. I mean, y'all are just incredible. While I'm nowhere near a single parent, I will say that my husband is a musician and he tours a lot. So we do go through seasons where he's on the road a lot. And during those seasons, I do try to get a caregiver over here or a babysitter if I feel that I'm really needing that, especially if we're not in school. If we're not in school, then sometimes Sean will encourage me to just go ahead and plan, even if I don't know what I'm going to do, plan a sitter. And you know what? A lot of times I end up feeling like I would rather, like if she's sleeping well, perfect. I just want to be at home and I'll go take a bath. But if we are in a moment that I feel like, yeah, I could probably use a break, good gosh, take it, take it. I told this story one time where a friend of mine who will be with AB often came over. It was during spring break. She brought her kids and I said, okay, I'm just going to run out. She was so kind. She said, hey, I know that you're there. You've been there for a while. Do you need me to, like, by myself, because Sean's on the road, do you need me to come over and you can go do some things? And you know what? She didn't say, do you need me to? Because that's a heavier word. Do you want me to come over? The kids would love to play with AB and you can go do something. And I was like, yes, that'd be amazing. Because I also wanted the play date for AB. So they get there and I go, I run all my errands. I text her. I said, I'm on my way back. And she's like, no, the kids are having a great time. Go, you know, go do something fun. Get a coffee. Go hang out for an hour. And you know what I found in our small town? I found a random wine tasting. And I was like, let's do this. Let's do this. And so I got to just sit down and taste a few new things. And that's a lie. It wasn't wine. It was bourbon. And taste some new bourbon. And it was a really fun thing. I got to meet a really kind woman in our town that was hosting this event. I got to chat with her for a while and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. My sister-in-law was laughing at me and she was like, yeah, of course, that's the perfect place to go when you've got 2 hours and you need to get out of the house for a second. So I really felt like it was, it was a miraculous little stop. I stopped to pick something up and lo and behold, there's this tasting event. And it was fantastic. I came back feeling great. It was such a gift. And AB got time to not have to be around mom all the time and got to have time with her friends. So I will do that. I will try to do those things. But if you do it, if I do these things in advance, I'm probably eliminating the blow up period by like 40%. There's still going to be a blow up. It's going to happen later down the road, probably. And that's just fine. That's just fine. But maybe not. You know, I will say maybe not. Maybe not. Sometimes I think some of the glorious things that I get to experience in regards to just relaxing does allow me, that I choose to do. I mean, that's the other thing. I think nobody's handing me this key to a hotel and saying, you need to go take a break. I'm making the choice. I'm saying, this needs to happen. It's important enough for me to care. And you don't have to wait. Here's the big thing. You do not have to wait until it feels urgent. You do not have to wait until it feels like a necessity. You do not have to prove to anybody that you need this thing, whatever it is, whether it is a night with your girlfriends, whether it's going to bed and not cleaning the house before, whether it's doing what I did last week. And I'll tell you, going to a hotel, you don't have to prove that you need anything. This is all about being an independent individual that knows what's good for you and loving yourself, parenting yourself enough to make sure it happens. Because I constantly say it. I said it this morning. Your happiest, healthiest self is your kid's happiest, healthiest parent. So by me doing these things, I am in many ways serving my daughter. And I'm not leaving her in a situation that's unsafe or not gonna be great. She loves her time with her dad or with her babysitters. But here's the other thing. I know a lot of you listening, your kids have separation anxiety. And so there's a different piece of that puzzle where you don't know if they're happy. But I still would encourage you to really put yourself on the list and do what you think is best and not feel guilty about making sure you're as healthy as can be. This is a long haul. This is a marathon parenting. And we need to keep ourselves really prime. You know, we got to be healthy and happy. And part of what can give you such a boost is not just doing the things you need, this kind of language of, well, I really needed a break. How about you wanted a break? How about you wanted a break? Because want is way more fun than need. And if you don't acknowledge these things that could be beneficial to you, you know it. You know when your spirit is wrestling and you feel that it's a necessity, whatever it is. It may be a trip to the ice cream shop at 11 p.m. like I do all the time, and I freaking love it and have a blast. It may be something very simple. But if you are not honoring these wants, it's likely, you're right, it will become a need. And that's not nearly as exciting. And it's not nearly as easy to plan. And it's that's when you get stressed out and everyone can feel it. So what did I do last week? I'll tell you what I did. I had been wanting to go to a hotel for a week or two. Well, for more than a week or two. But we really started talking about it. And I know we got a big touring season coming up. And I said, you know, before we enter that, I need to make sure that I've taken this break for myself. Why? Because I know myself well enough to see into that season. And if I didn't take myself up on this offer to do something good and rest for me, then I know when that moment comes and something happens, I'm going to snap. That's where the blow up is. If I don't do this, I can see the blow up. It's right around the corner. And so even though I didn't go to the beach or to somewhere far or some like crazy vacation, I'll tell you what I did. And I do this at least, I would say 1 to 3 times a year, I try to do this. I went down the street to a hotel 15 minutes away, so I didn't have to stress myself out about being too far or what if this happens or, you know, and all those things are worth it at the right time, but I didn't want to even have to deal with that. I went 15 minutes down the road. My prerequisites were I wanted to be able to sit outside from my hotel room on a balcony and read. I wanted to have good books and I wanted to be close to good food. So I picked, this is like, I'll tell you what, I'm planning my vacations like this from now on. I picked where I wanted to eat. That was the main, that's the core, that's the anchor of the location. So I found the restaurant that's my favorite in town. And lo and behold, and I've noticed this quite often when I'm there, there was a 3-star, so nothing crazy fancy, nothing crazy expensive, hotel that's right there across the street from them, and they have balconies. So I called day of. You know, this isn't even a thing where I had to plan it far in advance, although if you want to, do it. Sean and I knew that's the day I'm going to go. I just knew that they'd have some openings, I figured. And I really kept, part of the fun for me is making that choice. Where do I want to go? What do I want to do? So finally, day of, I'm like, okay, I know what I'm going to do. I call them. I say, hey, I want a room with a balcony. And sign me up. So I had gone to the bookstore. Sean and I had gone out to eat maybe 3 or 4 nights before that. And again, we had an amazing babysitter, and we took the opportunity to go to the bookstore and get some food and have some fun. And we always have fun, but get out and do something new and look at new things and enjoy that time. So I had those books, and I threw a bag together in about 5 minutes, hit the road, got there, found my room. It was incredible. It was incredible. The balcony looked over the restaurant, so I could people watch. I could hear people. It had a living room, bedroom suite, so sometimes I could read on the couch. Sometimes I could read in bed. It was just so great. And there was a restaurant and a coffee shop and a bar downstairs. So if I didn't want to get out, like the first morning I was there, I ordered food and then walked downstairs and picked it up and ate on the balcony with my coffee. It was delightful. I slept like a champ. I rested. I read a book and a half, and I had a damn good time. And you know what? I came back feeling rested. I'm prepared. I'm ready for this touring season. I'm pumped. And I know what a gift that was. And again, I'm going to tell you straight out, I know that if I had not done that, I would probably be having double the amount of blow-ups that we need to have, because that was a diffuser. You know, that was me sitting down and just going, and getting some rest and not having to be responsible for something. So that may be something you can totally do. It may be something that feels way too far out there for you right now, but we can peel back the layers and figure out what that is. Also, I know that a lot of people don't operate this way. They feel stress in the moment and they process it as they go. But that is why I think when people see me happy and not seeming like panicked about something or not seeming too stressed out or exhausted, it's because I legitimately am having a grand old time. I really am. I appreciate this part of me. I really am. And the reasons why you don't see the blow-ups is because there's no way in hell I'm letting anyone film that. That would have to be like a reality show moment where I'm ripping the mics off me, running out, hoping no one chases me with the camera. It's not gonna ever show up. I don't think. Now, we can tell stories about it, and we always do. Once it's over, it's hysterical. And Sean will, repeat the things and show me how I was acting. And I cry. I laugh until tears are running down my face. And we can have a good moment about it. So it's not anything I don't want to talk about. I think very often it's ridiculous. But it's certainly not something I'm going to share in the moment. So, and you know what? When I was a middle school teacher, and I loved being a middle school teacher, I knew then this about myself. And so I would tell people up front, first day of class, I would say, I know I probably come off right now as super even keel. I'm warning you on behalf of your own heart and mind that I have a temper that can be pretty intense. So let's not get me there. Let's not get me there, because I don't want to have that memory, and I don't want you to have that memory. So that's how I process. I blow up. Of course. And sometimes you just got to walk outside, look up at the sky, take a few deep breaths, and truthfully, take your socks off, put your feet on the ground, go outside, put them in the grass, put them on the concrete, whatever you have. It's super grounding. And take a moment. Take a moment. There are times when I truly have had to just walk outside and take a breather. If I don't know why maybe AB's uncomfortable and I've tried for so long and I can't figure it out and I know I'm nearing a moment where I'm getting a little intense, I'm going to take a breather, a few seconds, come back, and keep going. But yeah, always, always, always I'm thinking about it. And again, the preemptive is so much better than the urgent. So go with the preemptive if you can. And again, we all can to some degree. To some degree, there's something we can do, whether it's painting your nails, whether it's getting an iced tea, taking 20 seconds with your eyes closed outside. I don't know. I don't know what it is for you, but I hope you find it. So there you go. Tennessee tantrums. Godspeed. I'm hoping that the hotel visit buys us another 6 months. We'll see before the next blow up. But all is well. And yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. I will talk to you soon. Make sure that you're hanging out with me on Instagram at Mary Susan McConnell. We have some new chicks that are growing up. They hatched here at the house. That makes 12. We got a dozen chickens. These new ones, we thankfully, to my friend Audrey, who gave us the idea because we were stuck on names, they are the Judds. So we've got Ashley, Naomi, Winona. Of course, we got the pigs, our dog. So come on over to Instagram. That's where I post that stuff. I'm also on Facebook. All of this is under Mary Susan McConnell. In regards, always, and when you're spelling McConnell, when in doubt, double it. Two C's, two N's, two L's. And I'm at MarySusanMcConnell.com. I hope you sign up for the newsletter. I would love to see you in person in Nashville. Let's hang out, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.